Hello and welcome to the better weather for Monday, November 24th. We are 89.8% of the way through the year. There are 27 days left until the official beginning of winter. This week will require 169 heating degrees to keep everyone home from work and school comfy. That is about the same as this time last year and a little bit warmer than last week. Warning, this is your last chance to get that turkey out of the freezer. For those not cooking the bird but doing some flying instead, general warning to anyone heading south. Bring your motion sickness medication because you will be crossing some strong jet streams that may cause turbulence. Heading west, probably not as bad. Okay, down to earth and back in town, local early morning temperatures range from 33 degrees in Tannersville to 37 in Skodak. Regional average soil temperature is 40 degrees. Today is looking sunny with a high of 47 at 2 p.m. Overnight temperatures dip to 32 degrees. Tomorrow we'll have a dry morning and a wet looking afternoon. We get a high of 48 happening at 2 p.m. After 8 p.m. the rain intensifies and we see an overnight low of just 43 degrees. Wednesday, rain chances linger and we see a high of 58 at 2 p.m. Overnight the rain ends, then temperatures fall off hitting 35 degrees. Thursday is looking pretty windy with a high of 44. Anybody hitting the highway may feel the effects on their car. Sunset today will be at 4:15 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:53 a.m. Looking way up, we see X-class flare chances are at 1%. Plasma winds will be average at 504 kilometers per second with an average density of 7 protons per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently being impacted above 17 megahertz with an S3 level noise floor. There are no chances of aurora this evening, but that might change because we are hitting a plasma ribbon in a couple of days, so keep an eye out. The current sunspot number is 79, and this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.